birthday.
Oh, thanks very much.
Are you delicate about your age? Do you have a showbiz age, or...?
No, I'm fine. No, 37.
37?
Yeah.
You do look younger.
Thank you.
You kind of have a youthful look about you.
Thank you very much.
What's that? Is that having young kids keeping you younger, or have they not worn you out? Because you've got a very young one, haven't you?
Yeah. You'd think it'd have the opposite effect, wouldn't you?
But you do look sort of strangely boyish, really. I must ask you this, first of all, because I was watching you on the TV awards when everybody expected Life on Mars to get about 37 awards, and it got one, I think.
Yeah.
Right. This is probably not the best way to start an interview. But what I liked about it is the camera was on you as best actor, which you didn't win.
Yeah.
And I thought it was great because you didn't look at all kind of
happy.
Pleased for who else it was. You just looked really, really grumpy.
Yeah, I was grumpy the whole night, I've got to be honest. I don't really enjoy those kind of things. I try not to go to them if I can possibly help it. I'm not, you know, one of those kind of people that likes people screaming your name and having to go along a line and sign loads of autographs that get your picture taken. It's my worst nightmare, to be honest.
Yeah.
So the red carpet kind of did me in, and I do try and grin and bear it, and I do try and get through it because I know that I've got to do it. And so I was just kind of leathered by the time I got in there. I was, you know, I'd had it up to here with everything, and I was very, 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 very cheesed off that they didn't give Life on Mars anything. I thought that was a bit silly, really.
Because it was a viewer's vote, which is great to win, isn't it?
Yeah. But
which
like proves they were wrong, because all the viewers liked it, you know, so...
Yeah. I mean, it is one of those things, I mean, you kind of don't mind perhaps not being nominated and not having to go.
But
if you're there...
They put you through it, and then...
You don't mind being nominated and not winning, as long as you're not there. But if you're there, you do want to win, don't you?
Yeah, of course. I mean, if they're going to put me in competition with somebody, then obviously I want to win.
Yeah.
I just thought it was crazy that they didn't give Life on Mars. It happened with State of Play a couple of years ago as well.
Who did win?
Oh, I think, it was The Street. Was that Jimmy McGovern, which is fantastic.
Right.
But, I wasn't bothered about the best actor, let me get that absolutely straight. I'm a huge, huge fan of Jim Broadbent.
A genius.
He's a genius.
No, a great actor. I think he is one of those actors, if you see his name on it, you think, this will be good.
Yeah, I'm watching that. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, that could not be further from the truth. You know, I will hold my hands up and, you know, Jim Broadbent deserves it. He's a wonderful actor.
Yeah, absolutely. So, the State of Play with Life on Mars, briefly, and as I understand it, it is going to come back set slightly later, but not with you.
Yeah, Phil Glenister's going to do a spin-off series called Ashes to Ashes.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Why didn't you want to do it just, had enough, done, move on?
Yeah, a variety of reasons, really. I thought we'd done enough. I kind of thought, you know, if you leave it there now, it'll be a really classic TV show.
Yeah.
You know, you'll have 16 episodes, a bit like The Prisoner. We'll leave people wanting more, and so they don't get to say, you remember it when it was good, you know, a bit like Lost and things that they just drag out forever. So that was one reason, and the other reason was I was away from home, you know, for 2 years.
Yeah.
And it's tough when you got kids.
Absolutely.
You know, you kind of think, you know, real life's got to come in somewhere, and that was enough for me.
Absolutely. So you can live at home now because you're in the West End.
Yes.
In Elling.
Yes, Elling, yeah.
What's that then?
Elling is a play about two Norwegian mental patients.
Right, yeah.
So come and see it.
A farce then.
Yeah, it sounds great. But I don't know if I'd call it a comedy, really, but it's funny, hopefully. But it's about two misguided souls who get released from a mental home in Oslo and put in an apartment in the centre of Oslo, and they have to fend for themselves.
So it's a care in the community thing.
Kind of, yeah. They've got a social worker, they've got to answer the phone, go out, shop for food, interact with other people, which they haven't done for a long time. Mm. And they're two quite extreme characters, and it ends up they can't really sort of do without each other. But it's basically a play about friendship, really. It's a really sweet play. It's a feel-good evening.
It's not a new piece, is it? There's a novel that's...
Yes, yeah.
What sort of vintage is it?
It was a series of three novels. I think the first one was Elling. And then it was adapted into a film... A Norwegian film which got nominated for an Oscar.
Right.
A few years ago.
Right.
And Simon Bent has adapted it from the film.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's the first time it's been on, I think, in England.
Right, okay then. Is this the first time you've done a role like that?
It is, yeah. It's a great opportunity for me to sort of do a bit of character acting, really.
Yeah.
Because I guess on TV, they do trust you to do stuff, but they won't, you know, veer massively away from the parts that you usually... you know, get offered. So it was a brilliant opportunity to do some comedy and to be a real... It's a real character to play, so it was a lot of fun.
And is theatre where you started, excuse my ignorance, or is it a new departure for you?
Well, to be honest, Mark, I haven't done any for like 12 years.
Right, yeah.
I went to a classical theatre drama school, and that's all we did. And then when I left, all I did was TV and film. So I just had to make it up as I went along. But I got a bit bored with filming, I've got to be honest. It's become a total just go to work and it's a job and then go home. So with a play, you can be a character for a long time and, yeah, you know, do the whole thing.
Yeah. Is it right that your career on the boards, as tour, started out in working men's clubs? Were you a kind of part of a cabaret term with your dad?
I was, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I did the clubs up north for years and years and years.
Right. Mm. So what, your dad was a singer and just got his lad in the group, or what was the act?
Vocal, guitar, harmony. Yeah, that's what it said on the card.
Well, you had your own cards and photographs holding your instruments in matching suits, I hope.
Yeah. I had a mullet at the time, because it was the 80s.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. I had a quiff and a mullet, because I liked AC/DC, but I also liked Elvis. So it wasn't a great look. and we did the clubs for years and years, well, until I was 17. I was about 12. But he's done it all his life, and I grew up with it, you know.
Right, and what were you called?
We were called Us Two.
Brilliant. That is one of the great cabaret names, isn't it? Us Two, music and harmony.
Yes.
Right, and so when you left to go to drama school, did he go back to being solo, or have you got any other brothers or sisters he recorded into the act?
I've got two sisters, but they're tone deaf, so that wasn't going to happen. No, he carried on for a while, and then he joined a group, but, you know.
Well, you almost made it in a band. We'll talk perhaps about 24-hour Party People after hearing this. This is not the version with you singing. We'll have the original Blue Monday. Monday by New Order, of course, sung in the film 24-Hour Party People by John Sim, and it was sung by you, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
It was. It was a funny day, that, because we were supposed to mime to it, because obviously it's a dance track.
Yeah.
And he wanted to show us trying to work it out and having maybe just written it, and the backing thing didn't turn up, and we had to get it done, or else we weren't going to be able to film it, and it's quite an important song in their history, so...
Yeah, yeah.
Michael Winterbottom said, can you just work it out on the guitar and pretend you've just written it? I was like, oh, you can't play that on a guitar.
No.
But we worked it out. And so I taught Ralph Little, the bass bit, and we kind of got a little thing going. It was quite sweet, actually.
And I know you ought to talk about this, when they did it live on Top of the Pops.
Oh, I wish I
remember. And it was shocking. And it went down the following week, didn't it? They made a big hoo-ha about wanting to do it live, and then it went down. I think 24 Hour Party People is one of the great films for anybody who's ever been in a band.
Yes.
It's one of the very few rock films that actually rings true. I was talking about Almost Famous, the film, which is another in that category.
Yeah,
and possibly the Beatles film, Backbeat, you know.
Yeah.
But 24 Hour Party People really rang true. Was that the music of your youth growing up in Manchester?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. That was my thing. You know, I used to go to the Hacienda and I was obsessed with New Order, Stone Roses, Happy Mondays, all that. Yeah, total.
And so was it fun doing that film? Or was it to get inside those characters?
Oh, it was a joy.
Yeah.
It was just a joy. It wasn't like working at all. It was fantastic. I mean, you know, my research was basically going, watch loads of New Order and Joy Division.
Yeah.
I went, all right.
Yeah, that's all right, isn't it?
That's fine, yeah.
Yeah. And what about Doctor Who? Are you obviously the Master. Again, like we were talking about Life on Mars, as I understand it, the Master may come back, but again, not you.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't heard anything about a comeback.
Oh, would you like to be in Doctor Who some more?
Maybe, yeah. Well, yeah. I'd certainly have a look at it if they asked me. Definitely.
Yeah.
It's a great fun. It was great fun. You know, as long as Russell T. Davis.
Yes.
And, you know, yeah, I had a great time.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Did you grow up on Doctor Who?
I used to watch it, yeah. I was
Pertwee into
Baker. Yeah,
I think I'd sort of lost it for a while after Baker.
Yeah, after Baker. That. I can't remember after Baker. No.
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 No. I think one of the crankies did it for a bit, didn't they?
Doctor Who, for some reason, the smell of tea bags reminds me of Doctor Who, because I used to get Doctor Who cards when I was a kid in Taifu Tea, I think it
was. Right, okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
There's a bit of triv.
One of your kids is six, is that?
Yeah.
That, yeah, right.
Nearly
a girl or a boy?
A little boy.
Right. Do you let him watch Doctor Who, or is it a bit scary for a six?
He loves it.
Right.
He loves it, that's why I did it. Well, it's not the whole reason that I did it, but it was a big factor, because he's a massive fan, you know.
Yeah.
How often do you get to impress your kid like that?
Yeah, well, absolutely.
I thought, yeah, okay. But obviously now he hates me because I turned the Doctor into a 900-year-old little man.
Okay, so how long are you doing Elling for?
It's on for 3 months. We did a month at the Bush Theatre, which sold out and got good notices and stuff. And so they've moved it into the West End because they obviously thought that more people should see it, which is great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're there for 3 months.
Okay, well, enjoy it. Good to see you.
And you, thank you.
All right. You can see John in Elling at the Trafalgar Studios in London in the fabulous West End. See you soon.
Cheers.
Wednesday.